We'll invite up next Amy Scarton. Amy is the director of Washington St. Perry's, and I have to say we've gotten to know her here over the last several months. The great support and enthusiasm that industry is taking in your role, and the role that St. Perry's plays across the ecosystem is fantastic. So I'll turn that to you. And thank you.
Thanks, Joshua. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Council. I'm Amy, and I'd like to talk with you today about what Washington State Ferries is doing to green the fleet, and also about the potential for hybrid electric vessels here in Puget Sound. So when Josh first talked to me about Maritime Blue, he laid out the vision, and I saw that as a challenge. How can our state DOT play a key role in this shift in the maritime industry? And in thinking about that challenge, when you look at the emissions profile of the state DOT, the target becomes obvious, with 67% of the state DOT emissions coming from ferry vessels. I had my work cut out for me. So shortly after I took on this role in February of this year, I convened a sustainability team at State Ferries, and we looked at what progress are we making across the board, and where do we want to move the needle in the future. So just a few examples, we currently run biodiesel. We're looking to increase that. We have a B10 pilot program in place. We've redesigned our propellers. We've reduced speed on some routes. We are looking at efficiencies. We're doing audits of all of our terminal buildings. We're looking at our lighting, our pavements, our operations. We've considered at some length LNG. We spent a few years just recently here with the state legislature, with the Coast Guard, and with industry partners looking at the possibility for LNG there. In the end, that wasn't funded, but before we even began looking at LNG, we actually looked at hybrid. In 2012, State Ferries did a study on converting one of our vessels, the Hayak, into a hybrid electric vessel. That didn't pan out, largely because we were a bit ahead of the curve. Most of the electric tugs, electric supply vessels, and now electric ferries, they started to come online in 2013. And 14 and 15. So back in 2012, we had a great idea, but there was still a lot of unknowns. So look at what we're pursuing now. We return to the issue of hybrid electrification of the fleet, in addition to a lot of other sustainability initiatives. And so we've got a couple things underway. But first of all, what is the opportunity? What right now positions us to make the right investment at the right time? And it is our Jumbo Mark II class. You folks would know them by their names, the Tacoma, the Wenatchee, and the Puyallup. You see them on the Seattle-Bainbridge run and also at Edmonds at Kingston. They are currently diesel electric, and they're 20 years old. So now is the time for us as an agency to come in and do some life cycle replacement of those propulsion systems. So we asked ourselves, while we're bringing in some batteries, what could we get out of this project? Well, if there's nothing else you remember about my presentation, remember this. Of the 22 active vessels we have in our fleet, these three burn more than 26% of our diesel fuel. That is a 5 million gallon potential savings if we can convert these vessels. Every hour, State Ferries is burning 1,000 gallons of diesel here in the Puget Sound. So thinking about my target, this is where I'm zooming in here on these vessels. If we can bring in this new technology, it's on our busiest passenger routes, our passengers, our citizens will get to see it, feel it, hear it, or not hear it, as the case may be. We'll be reducing our agency's carbon footprint, our emissions, our maintenance costs, and because they're only 20 years old, we have a potential 40 more years of their life. So this is the right time and opportunity to explore this. And so, what have we been doing? We're doing some current research. We did a high-level feasibility study this summer. That showed us that this is worth pursuing. So we have these three studies in place right now. We have the shore infrastructure study. So we're looking at what we need to do to charge the vessels at these terminals. We have the vessel study in place. How do we retrofit using basically what now are off-the-shore technologies? And we have the ship-to-shore interface study. So how are we going to do the charging? All of these are underway. They're nearing completion, but I don't yet have the results. They will be finished at the end of this year. And so what are our timelines for this concept? We need to complete these studies, and then over 2018, work with the governor's office, work with the legislature on this concept. If we were to move forward, we could have preliminary design through the rest of 18 and get into that RFP process by 2019. 2020 start our engineering, and then 2021 start retrofitting. So if we were to start in the simplest way, if we went after one of the vessels and just one or two of the terminals, we could be up and running in just a matter of years. Finally, I want to end with an invitation. We have an event coming up in January. We are christening one of the newest vessels in our fleet, right over here at River. It's January 4th. We're all invited. I think this would be a great event. And I want to thank our Director of Vessel Engineering, Matt von Ruden, is here. He's the brains behind this concept. Thanks for having me.
Amy, thank you. She has been really gracious in kind of helping to balance my enthusiasm and pushing in all of the directions. All of the directions.